Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough, and you probably don't have enough homeowners insurance. Check it out. The received a call yesterday from somebody who said, where the hell is the quarterly updates on your website? And I have two websites. I have a main website, RadioRealEstate.com, that carries the podcast and broadcast of this program. And then from there, you link to what's called CaliforniaMoves.com. And I have very little, you're restricted as to how you could play up the numbers in there. And I did update it yesterday, and then I screwed up from back in now 2002. They're not in a quarterly order. But I did input at least the 2005 quarterly median price at RadioRealEstate.com. And what we will do eventually is have everything in the numbers and maybe have a link to what is this kind of program called? Excel program. And then that'll be a little more detailed for you. Today's date, at least for the purposes of this weekly multiple listing update, this is the 38th week of the year, 2005. This is the 351st week I've done this. This is just single-family residences only. That means no condos, etc. And just as reported through the multiple listing service, ending September 23rd, 2005. We had 42 new listings hit the books for the week, a low of 729,000 on De La Vina Street. There you go. You have a little more money. 7,950,000 was the high on Hot Springs. Of the 42 new listings, 12 were under $1 million. Got a lot of information on under $1 million. We'll cover that at the end here. The median price for the 42 new listings, $1,250,000. Second category, opened escrows. 23 people opened escrow. A low of $835,000 on Madera Drive and a high of $8.7 million on East Mountain Drive in Montecito. 9 of the 23 opened escrows, under $1 million. Reminds me, I want to grab this list here. 9 under $1 million, a median price for the opened escrows, the 23 opened single-family homes, ending September 23rd, 2005, $1,339,000. The big category, closed sold listings. 16 lucky people closed escrow. It's compared to 19 the week before, 18 the week before, 30 the week before that, 18, 35, 31, as we're going back in the weeks of prior sales, 26, 26, 15, 29. So the last few weeks have been a little lower in the closings. A low of $750,000 and the high of five, and that was on West Constance. In fact, I have a story about West Constance. I think they listed it for $579,000. Actually, the original list price was $569,000, and they raised it to $579,000. Then it closed for $750,000. That was over on West Constance. The high of closings this week was $5.8 million. That was on Fernald Point Road. 6 of the 16 under $1 million, the median price $1,387,000. Quickly, actives, net number 389, under $1 million, 81. Those are the numbers. If you wanted to look at houses under $1 million, there's 81 listings to choose from as of the end of the week, September 23rd, 2005. Now, in 2004, I had looked at what was available under $875,000. There were 53. In 2003, in September, there were 80 listings. So let's go back. 2003, September, 80 listings under $875,000. 2004, September, 53 listings under $875,000, and 2005, September, 27 listings available under $875,000. That's probably because the that was the median price back in 2003. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember, goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com, or call me after the program at 898-4242, 898-4242. If you want to buy or sell a property, or if you have any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.